WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to our friends over at MBG Films, check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Gerwick.net, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're live. You can tweet the show at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward, at Rack Radio Show. Or join us in our chat rooms right here at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Gerwick.net. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive, because, well, everyone's listening to it on that player. But if you're in that chat room, congratulations. You're a part of the show as well, but tweet us and interact with us there, because reasons.
Yes, because we like it when people talk to us. It's fun. We enjoy that very much.
It's the social interaction.
We're being social in the socials. Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight. We have news. We have a discussion because Rock is Fortnite addicted. We're going to be doing a WWE Fortnite crossover for everybody. And then we have all your favorites, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown Throwdown, and NXT.
Yes, I have an addiction.
Really? Really?
What?
Really?
What? You said addiction, so I have to... It's... Addiction.
No.
That is how you said, that's how you pronounce the word. It's addiction.
It's addiction.
It's addiction.
You're fired. You're so fired.
No.
But that does remind me, we gave Bo Dallas a quick birthday shout out. His is tomorrow, but Bray Wyatt's birthday was also this week. Or I should say Bray Wyatt's day of birth. It's not even really Bray Wyatt's. It's the vessel that holds Bray Wyatt.
Something like that.
Something like that. His day of birth was this week.
It was.
So happy day of birth to the human form that contains Bray Wyatt and his crazy... I don't know. Anyway. It's a weird situation. There's some not quite right going on there, which I think we've all known now for a few years with him.
It's just not right. There's nothing right with it.
That boy ain't right.
Nope. No. Not right at all.
So anyway, like I said, we have a lot to get into, and I say we don't waste any more time. We jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net. And, well, I say we save the really, really big news for the end because, again, there's a lot to get into with that. So we're just going to do the kind of quickie news real quick, get that out of the way so that way we can have the more in-depth news later. And some of the quick news is that Miz and Mrs. is set to debut on USA on July 24th, so you can look forward to that coming to the Rack Extra, I can tell you that right now.
Hey!
Hey! Sasha Banks has re-signed with WWE, so that's good.
Hey!
And, well, injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Well, Randy Orton figured out how to get a summer off.
Yes, he did.
He had knee surgery.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Dude went and had knee surgery. Like, he went home, or he never went over for the European tour.
He
got
went
it
over.
Done right.
Right as they went over, yeah.
Right as they went over, he got it done, so that way he didn't have to go to Europe.
He's like, it's a meniscus thing that he's had for a while. He just got his knee cleaned up. It could be 6 weeks to 3 months, and then knowing Randy Orton, he'll probably take every part of the 3 months to have a summer off with his kids.
Yep. I don't blame him.
He'll be back for SummerSlam.
Like, part of that really irritates me about Randy, but I also have to really respect the level of just, like, laziness that's there.
I mean, 16 years into this, I mean, you understand.
You get it. You're like, okay, all right, yeah, go for it, dude. But, so, yeah, sometimes you're like, okay, all right. You do you, Randy. You do you. That's all we can really say on that. So feel better. And please, whatever you do, do not take out your garbage. If you know his past injuries, you know why. Moving on from that, it was announced that WWE is extending all their non-Big Four pay-per-views to 4 hours. Which, when you look at this spelled out, you're like, oh god, that's a lot of time.
Should I spell it out for the people?
You spell it out for the people.
Okay, so let me scroll up into our conversation from earlier, because I wrote this all out to her earlier. So start time for traditional WWE pay-per-views that are not the Big Four will start at 7 p.m. Eastern, beginning with Money in the Bank. They will have a 1 hour pre-show at 6 o'clock like they normally do. During that time, there will be a pre-show match roughly to start around 6:30. You get that there. And their hope is to end around 10:30 p.m. Eastern with some wiggle room to maybe go closer to 11. But the plan is to do it from 6:30 to 10:30. That is a 4 hour window of action and excitement for the WWE traditional 8 pay-per-views. Now, when it comes to the Big Four, they will all start at 7 p.m. The pre-show will start at 5 p.m. Eastern for 2 hours. The end time is around 11 p.m. Eastern. Could go a little later, maybe 15 minutes later, but they're not trying to go super long with it. I think they learned from Backlash where starting the main event at 11:15 was not a good idea, so they're pushing it back, which in a way makes sense. Now, one more thing, when it comes to Mania, as it has the last couple of years, it will run past midnight for a traditional 5-plus hour pay-per-view, 7 hours in total. It makes sense to do it early, start at 7, end by 10:30. It makes a lot of sense to do it that way, because especially now in the summer, it's easier, and even in the fall with the kids, it's easier that way, because they learned from Backlash. Backlash did not go well for them.
Yeah, Backlash did not go well.
People were leaving. Some of it was because of the main event. Some of it was to beat the traffic. Some of it was just to get home, because it was a school night, and they had to get home.
I think more of it had to do with the fact that it was a school night, and you're pushing it past 11, and after you'd had people there for probably 5-ish, maybe longer hours, counting the wait outside the building, people wanted to get home. So, I mean, it's like, it was a little rude to push it that past 11. Like, even we were sitting here and we're like, come on, just end it.
It's like, why are we starting the main event at 11:15? I understand it for WrestleMania. That one I get.
Yeah, that I get. But for Backlash, it's like, this should be over. Because it's like, again, you have people that have to go to work. You have people that have to go to school. And you're keeping them past midnight, which means you're keeping them pretty close to midnight. Then they have to get home. And in some instances, depending on how bad traffic is, they could be getting home at, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Then you have to get up and you have to go to work the next day, or you have to get the kids up and they have to go to school and you have to go to work. And it's like, that's just not a happy experience for anybody.
No.
So I'm glad that they learned from that experience.
Yeah.
But we'll see if they stick to it. Because it's not 10:30 on the nose. It's 10:30-ish.
It's 10:30 with wiggle room. The plan is for 10:30, but they have wiggle room.
Like, I'm okay if it's like 10:30 and they put the main event on. That's fine. Because again, it goes to 11. You can still get out there and you get out of there at a decent-ish time.
Yeah.
But like taking the main events for a non-Big Four pay-per-view past 11, was just too much.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't even a championship match.
No, it wasn't.
It was Roman Reigns.
I mean, it's like literally, if you're gonna do something like that, it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, done in 10 minutes. We're out.
Or give us a match that isn't 10 minutes of rest hold.
Right.
I mean, you're just basically putting your crowd to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, you could hear people in the crowd being like, just spear them and let's go home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that was a general, like, you'd lost the crowd at that point. So it's like, if you're losing the crowd, just sit at home. But yeah. Anyway, I like that they've made this decision. And like I said, let's see if they stick to it, because they kind of do and they kind of don't.
Yeah. You also get more people on the show since they have a little bit extra room.
Which is always good.
Mm-hmm. But those 8 pay-per-views will not go past 11 because they're telling cable companies will be off by 11.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on, he says.
Moving on. The final competitors of the UK Championship Tournament in 2018 have been announced. And I'm just going to run down everybody because I'm not sure who we talked about the last time.
Yeah, they don't break it. I was not watching a video. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, they put out a video. Thank you to whoever updated Wikipedia. So, your participants in the 2018 UK title tournament are as follows. Joe Coffey, Zach Gibson, Gentleman Jack Gallagher, Gallagher, Amir Jordan, Kenny Williams, Lagiro, Dave Mastiff, Joseph Connors, Travis Banks, Flash Morgan Webster, Jack Sack Smith, let's just call him who he is, Jordan Devlin, Tucker, Drew Gulak, which is interesting, Ashton Smith, James Drake, Tyson T-Bone. Now, all the participants, with the exception of possibly Amir Jordan and Drew Gulak, and Travis Banks, are all from the UK in some variety. Amir Jordan is from Pakistan, Travis Banks is from Auckland, New Zealand, and Drew Gulak is from Philly.
To get it right, home of the Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Are you going to sing your little song, too?
No.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Okay. Anyway, Jason Kelce anthem?
The Jason Kelce anthem.
Greatest thing ever. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube, look up Jason Kelce, you'll see it.
Yeah.
Also announced for this show is British Strong Style Pete Dunne, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate taking on Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong in a six-man tag team match. Can't talk tonight. And then we also have unannounced matches for Shayna Baszler and Adam Cole, respectively, so he gets to wrestle twice.
Two different days.
He will be defending his title. Shayna Baszler will be defending hers. And Aleister Black and Ricochet will be taking on EC3 and Velveteen Dream.
That should be a lot of fun.
And then Undisputed Era will be defending their titles against somebody to be determined. Hopefully British Strong Style.
That would be cool. I'm trying to think who would win this one. I know who's not winning. I would say either Kenny Williams or Jordan Devlin is the winner.
I'm not familiar enough with all the participants to really be able to make an educated answer, but I'm not going to lie in the fact that I would love to see Gallagher versus Dunn, because we were supposed to get that, and we never did, because Gallagher got hurt.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Or no, it was Dunn.
Dunn got hurt. Yeah. Dunn got hurt, so he couldn't wrestle. He got busted open.
Yeah, he took a title shot to the face when he got pedigreed on top of a title, and he got a really bad cut on his face, and he had to get like stitches or staples or something like that. And so they would not let him wrestle Gallagher with it. And it was just like, damn it.
But yeah, those are my two picks for winners. I was asked that on Twitter the other day, so I was like, I was waiting for a bracket. There you go. There's your answers. Alex Cage.
Yeah, I don't know enough about people. I'd have to do research before I could answer that question.
I have no idea about any of them, but that's my uneducated guess.
Okay.
Next.
And last, but certainly not least, we are going to get to the biggest news of the week, which is this. WWE has just smashed any previous TV deal records for themselves by announcing that not...
They haven't announced. It's being reported by the Hollywood Reporter.
Okay, fine. It's being reported by the Hollywood Reporter, but it's probably soon to be announced that they have acquired TV deals for both Raw and SmackDown. Like we talked about last week, Raw is going to NBC for a supposed $300 million, but that's chump change for what Fox is supposedly paying for SmackDown and the fact that they have offered WWE a 5-year $1 billion deal for SmackDown Live.
Well, I wouldn't say the $300 million a year is a chump change. That's actually more than what SmackDown's getting. But anyway, I digress.
But how many years is the NBC deal?
5 years. So it's 1.5, whatever. It could be up to $2 million. $2 billion. Yep, you heard it. $2 billion.
For their TV programming.
Just for, yeah, over $2 billion for their TV programming. Easy.
And that's not including the deal that they supposedly have with Facebook.
No, and that's just domestic.
Yeah, not international, y'all.
And they're about to announce those deals in the next year, where they're expanding deals in the UK and such. But $2+ billion domestic television deal with the SmackDown going to Fox deal, it is going to be on Fox. 8 p.m. on Friday nights. That's traditional Fox television. That is broadcast television, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, of all the days you could have picked...
Lindsay's drinking day.
Why did you pick my drinking day? Why? I'm never going to be able to watch your show live ever again because you picked my drinking day.
It's okay.
Damn it!
It happens.
I wonder if I can get them to put it on at the restaurant.
You could try. Are you there by that point?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So yes, I'll be DVRing SmackDown and watching SmackDown half drunk, which should be entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Anyway.
We digress. And also, you know, when this all happens, sadly, the SmackDown Throwdown is also going to go away because, well, we're not going to see it before this show airs and there's no sense reporting on it a week after it's happened.
I'm not reporting on a program 6 days old. So
yeah, sorry y'all. So once everybody moves, the SmackDown Throwdown is going to end. But we have it tonight for you and for the foreseeable future until the deal goes into place.
We have it for another 15 months. You'll get your SmackDown Throwdown.
It's going to be a minute, y'all. It's going to be a minute.
Okay. So,
and that's go ahead. And that's if I remember SmackDown this week, because Tuesday was the day.
Tuesday was the day. Anyway, what this did, it moved their WWE stock up to $58 a share, almost $59 a share, and it continues to get higher and higher. Their market cap is $4.54 billion based on these deals. What this means is, one, SmackDown will not be going to 3 hours, so people who are worried about that is not going to happen, because if it is on broadcast television on Fox, they only have a 2-hour primetime window because their 10 p.m. window is local television, local news. That's how that goes. It will not be airing live on the West Coast. So the West Coast will have to wait until 8 Pacific, just for those wondering. So Team Chat, you will not see SmackDown when the rest of the world sees it. You have to wait. That's just how traditional Fox works. Coming with this, you'll get promotion from around NFL games and Major League Baseball games, etc., etc. There really is not many chances for them to be preempted on a Friday night.
No, there isn't.
Maybe for a World Series game, but I doubt it, because they'll work around it. Because they're paying $2 billion for the programming. Baseball will wait a day.
Right?
With this, the ramifications from this made Fox pull their offer to the UFC, which was a $200+ million deal. And they ended up going straight to ESPN for $300 million, basically $150 million for the traditional network and $150 million for the ESPN Plus service. So they lost out on money for waiting around for the deal with Fox going to ESPN. This is good for WWE. This whole $2 billion deal here, the $2+ billion offer they have in total for the programming, this is huge. They're
considering
set.
What 5 years ago they were having a hard time getting anybody to pick up their programming. They had to practically, I think, beg USA to take them or take SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown Raw and SmackDown this year, I think, was $187 million total combined. Most of that was for Raw, and some of that was SmackDown. So SmackDown tripled its number just about. Because it's like, I think it's the actual number is $205 million a year. That is the negotiator, which is, it was an outside agency that did this for WWE. Well done. You can thank the signings of Ronda Rousey completely for the deals they got. Because she is a known name. She is known more outside of WWE than a lot of WWE talent. So having her on your roster is huge. You wonder why she's getting a title shot? Because they're capitalizing on her fame.
Yep.
So, yeah. This was huge. This is a huge deal. Sad to see it go off of Tuesdays, but yeah. Anyway.
Sad it's going to go off of Tuesdays. Sad it's not going to be on USA anymore, but it's cool that it's going to be on main network Fox. This is, like you said, this is huge for WWE, and this shows you the power of the brand as it stands right now as a whole. You can see the impact of the PG programming, of all the work that they have done to make WWE into a more family-friendly, more appealing household name, how they've benefited from that, how they have pretty much probably saved their business by going in that direction and having the foresight to go in that direction. I mean, this is, you can see all the work that they have put into the product over the last several years. This makes it worth it right here, because $2.5 billion just for their television.
Domestic.
Domestic, not even international. Like, their TV is paid for.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about funding their television shows. It's paid for. It's good. And that allows them to expand out into other areas and expand the business and the product and work on the network and improve other places, which is what you want for business. They're able to continue to grow as opposed to retract, like what we've seen with some other wrestling companies. So this is huge. This is awesome. Like, yeah, and again, whoever negotiated this deal for WWE, y'all earned your paycheck and then some. Because this is a major, major deal. And yeah, I kind of can't wait. I'm excited.
It's huge. It's going to be awesome for them. And it just goes to show you what their business now relies on is television deals. As much as, you know, this is why they can do different things with the WWE Network. Because they're not relying on the WWE Network now to be the main revenue source for the company.
Well, they've shifted it from pay-per-view buys, which was their main revenue stream, to now the television deals and what the TV deals are worth. And also, it's like the power of the advertising dollars that they're going to get out of this. The fact that they're now on mainline Fox, that's another revenue stream for advertising that they probably did not have previously, which is going to be really, really good. Because with Fox comes a stock set of advertisers and sponsors that they didn't have access to previously. So
yeah, this is great for them. So they're going to be set for a long time now. Vince McMahon is going to be worth the most amount of money he's ever been worth. This is huge for the company, and so now they can they don't have to worry about the network. The network can grow at its reasonable pace. It does, so there's no struggle there. They can continue moving on with selling tickets, and they don't have to worry. There's no struggle. They're not going out of business anytime soon. They're not relying on one thing, which is good.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. So congratulations to them. I say we take our first break of the evening.
Sounds good.
All right. When we come back, we're having the discussion. I'm so happy we get to have discussions again. That's so nice. And this is Rock's baby, but basically it is the WWE Fortnite crossover. Who would survive if they got trapped in a game of Fortnite? So we'll talk all about that when we come back. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/Lone Jobber.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Remix?
Did I find remix Fortnite dance music? You better believe I did.
Oh, good God. Anyway, welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Back to my friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, I'm so sorry for what's a about to happen.
No, you're not. See, low-key, she loves Fortnite. Low-key. She doesn't want to play it.
I like watching Fortnite. I don't like playing Fortnite. There's a huge difference.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you like playing. I'm just saying you enjoy Fortnite. You enjoy our shenanigans in Fortnites.
Yes, because it's fun to hear you guys yell at each other. Like,
we take it really seriously at times.
Seriously is an understatement. But yeah. Yeah, so he is Fortnite addicted. This is his baby. I'm just going to, like, sit back and let him drive, so...
So, the question of the day, the question of the night, is as follows. By the way, this is direct, like, here on a Wild Talk Radio Network. What wrestler do you think could survive and win a solo battle of real-life Fortnite? And what wrestling squad would survive in a real-life version of Fortnite? Now, like last week, we have a few responses.
Okay.
So, we have from the intern himself, the Holy Meat Shield, as
yes.
It were. The very Christians, you know what. Anyway, for solo, Randy Orton, because he'll get you out of nowhere.
Pudim-ching.
I would say Braun, but he's the tank who gets 11 kills but loses in the end with the tower battle over snipers. Yeah. Yeah. Braun's a big guy, so people would snipe him out. And for the squads, he says Seth Rollins, the architect, as the builder and strategy. Braun as our heavy and tank to help clear areas. Balor for being the high point person. And Ziggler to be our flashy meat shield / sacrificial lamb at times. Why are you doing Ziggler so dirty? I mean, come on now. Why are you doing Ziggler so dirty?
He's a little mean.
Alex Miller goes the undisputed era for the squad. Pete Dunne for the solo.
Okay. All right.
And Matthew Forsina goes Ming. And also Ming. Because Ming. Because Ming.
I'm surprised he didn't say himself.
He's not that egotistical.
Come on!
Put himself over.
He's Massive Q.
He is
the greatest Australian professional wrestler ever. Not that he will hear that, but there you go.
But
then
no,
put you over for Cena. Put you over.
There you go. So yeah, this just going into it, it's like, what wrestler would actually be good at it?
You know, I'm gonna say Ambrose.
See, when you look at Ambrose, he would be the guy. He's the lunatic. He'd be the guy who just wants to go out in the fire.
No, I don't think he would. He's crazy, but he's crazy like a fox. When he has to use his brain, he uses his brain.
I'm not saying he doesn't use his brain, but I still think there would be a point where he's like, screw it, I'm just going to go out there and shoot my guns.
Yeah, that would be when the circle's the size of a dime and it's like him and two people left, and he's like, ah, screw it. And, you know, he'd probably win. I'm thinking about it, and it's like, yeah, I could see Dean lasting and surviving. I could accept Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne, yeah, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer. For me, in terms of a solo person, I wouldn't mind putting my money on Cesaro.
Yeah.
I think he's intelligent enough to pick his spots. I don't think he would go out there and rush and go on a major attack. I think he's a smart enough guy. He'll just sit back, he'll look around, he'll assess the situation and pick his spots.
And he's got the past military experience.
Does have the past military experience.
So that would put Bobby Lashley up there too.
Yeah, Lashley would be up there. You know, based on past experience with him, Eric Young wouldn't be so bad.
Eric Young would probably be good.
See, I don't know if he would be a great solo, but he would be a great member of a squad. You know who I wouldn't put on a squad?
Hmm.
Luke Harper. He'd get really frustrated and die right away.
No! No, I don't think he would.
If it's anything like his video game play.
I think he'd be better.
I think he would give up his cover way too easily.
Yeah, I think he would do that. No, person I would not put on a squad, Bray Wyatt. I'm sorry, y'all. I love my boy. I love him very much. But no, he would not last in Fortnite. Neither would Bo Dallas.
Neither would Bo. I would say Rowan would be a good teammate. I think he would be a good guy. He could sit in the back. He could snipe a little bit.
See, Rowan would be interesting because he's got that gigantic tank build. But yeah, he could get down and he could snipe people if he needed to. So he's kind of a twofer there. He'd be good.
He would be really good in it, I would assume.
Aleister Black would be good.
Aleister would be good.
Because the thing is he would know how to hide.
He would know how to hide. Yeah.
He would have that bush stuff mastered.
What about female-wise? Who do you think would, female-wise, would like, survive a little bit?
I think Ember would do well.
Ember would do well, yeah. I wouldn't want to screw with Ronda. I think she would take your head off with a shot.
I think she would. See, in terms of a squad, Ronda and the girls, yeah.
Oh, just put her the four horsewoman? Woman of MMA there, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking it's like Rana and Shayna, and yeah, let's go ahead and throw the other two in, and yeah, there you go, there's your squad.
Yeah, that works for me there. Names I don't think would see, the easy one is like, oh my god, Roman Reigns would be so amazing at it.
I don't think he would, though.
No, I don't think so, but you know, he has the Fortnite look, so it's like he's the go-to answer, but it's like, no, I don't expect him to.
I think Roman would be good as a part of a squad. He'd be that good tank guy, but I don't think he'd be good solo.
Wait. Roman's better on a squad than solo.
I know, right?
I mean,
shock.
I am shock and awe.
You know who else might be fun for Fortnite?
Who?
Nikki Cross.
She's the Dean Ambrose style. She would be good for a while, but then she would want to go. She would go insane and start shooting people, and she would die trying.
I know, but it would be so much fun to watch.
It would be hilarious to watch. She would go out there, guns blazing, and just go.
I tell you who might surprise people would be Bayley.
Yeah, she'd be. I think she would be a good sniper.
I think she would too. Like, I think she would, like, she's all sweet and loving and friendly until, like, stuff gets real, and then she's like, puts on her game face, and then it's like, punk, 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 just starts
because
taking people out.
She's serious enough to where it would work.
Yeah. When it's put up or shut up time, man, you don't want to be across from her.
Because you need someone who won't get frazzled in that situation. Who's your go-to guy? Who's your sniper? Who's, you know, defending you when you go in charge? You need someone who won't be in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know who? Carl Anderson wouldn't be bad either.
No, Carl Anderson would be pretty good.
Carl Anderson would be pretty good as well. I don't know. It was just, you look at the roster and you look at wrestlers and you're just trying to figure it out. Because this game of Fortnite is taking off. I mean, it's been taking off for a long time. It's getting huge now. Let's be real.
In fact, he's playing it after the show tonight. He's going to stream it. So if you want to hang around, he'll switch over the Twitch stream and, you know, we'll all get on and...
We're going to squat up after the show.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you can sit there and listen to me make fun of them.
Pretty much. But no, this was just a little mini discussion. It was something off the top of my head. It's like, hey, this would be cool to talk. Lindsay does not play. She commentates.
Yeah, I don't play. I tried to play once, and I really didn't like it. But I do like to watch them play and give them crap while they play. So that's what I do, is I watch the stream, and I will occasionally be on there with them and make fun of them.
Yeah,
so,
and you'll be able to hear it because we have the setup now where we can all verbalize to you.
So yeah, so expect lots of F-bombs, lots of profanity. Just put the kids to bed for this one, because it's going to get fun.
But I say we take a break.
I say we take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're doing all your favorites, Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, and NXT. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's not
all
fine.
All the time. All the time. What? Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of the retired. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning, and I gotta go.
That's because I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
taped this 12:30.
I'm a goo. Forget about it. Get it?
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy.
Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking...
about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightbooth.com as well. And it's that time. Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. I don't have a lot because it's been a busy week, but George R.R. Martin, the parody account. No deaths? What a letdown. Hashtag royal wedding. Matt Bellis Belisay. Go with that. It took us 241 years, but America has finally infiltrated the British monarchy, and phase two of the Revolutionary War can begin. New York Daily News. A Brooklyn barber tossed a customer through a window for complaining about his haircut. Shawn Michaels. For everyone who asked, I promise, I had nothing to do with this! However, it's a perfect chance to plug the new t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/ShawnMichaels. Thumbs up. Smiley face. God bless Shawn. God bless him.
Former guest of the show.
Former guest of the show.
Award-winning guest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Chiampa. Whatever you want to say. Congratulations, at Rob Schomburg. You finally painted your Picasso. Might as well call it quits now. It's all downhill from here. CM Punk. Just dawned on me that the Golden Knights mascot is Bossack? Is that a Star Wars thing? Yeah. I think that's how you pronounce it. Bossack? Bossack? B-O-S-S-K?
Sure.
I don't know. You know Star Wars more than I do. Anyway, their mascot replies, I don't hate you, Phil. I don't dislike you. I do like you. I like you a heck of a lot more than I like most haters. I hate to say that you're the best, because you're not. Because I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. Hi, Colt Cabana. Hashtag mascot shade. Hashtag Vegas born.
Yeah, owned by his own pipe bomb.
He replied, for the record, Bostic is a compliment. If I said you look like Dengar, then we would have a problem. The mascot goes, for the record, me using your words as a compliment. If I said, this is my yard now, then I have a problem.
Oh my God.
Oh God. CM Punk's reply was, hashtag Vegas board. Someone tweeted something about Alexa Bliss's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course they delete their tweet because she replied. She goes, enough to mask my RBF, so at least I, quote unquote, look like I'm genuinely interested in what you're saying.
Alexa.
Cozy Lariat. I want to eat pizza. Is pizza a bread companion? It doesn't matter which way it is. Anyway, I want to eat pizza. Baby, nothing wrong with that. Kurt Angle, we all are champions. Remember this. Out of millions of sperm, it was you that won. And don't forget it. Hashtag, it's true. Hashtag, fun facts. Yes, he actually tweeted that.
Wow.
Renee Young, I just passed Jeff Daniels in the airport. So many quotes flew into my brain and I panicked, but he has a really great head of hair.
Bless.
WWE creative-ish. Fortnite? Is that some kind of Pong? Says Vince McMahon. Someone creepy gremlin tweets Hurricane Helms. Pro wrestling? You mean sports entertainment? Wrestling died years ago. He goes, all sports are entertainment. That is why you watch them. Because they entertain you. Lance Storm replied, except curling. That shit's just boring. Hurricane replies, I don't think I've ever watched that. Lance Storm, that's because you're smarter than you look. A Canadian dogging curling.
Wasn't it born in Canada?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a product of Canada?
I think it's Sweden, but it became a thing in Canada.
I thought it was a bunch of guys who got drunk and started doing it. I know that's how it got born. I'm just not sure if it was born in Canada or Sweden. It's born in one of those countries that have ice.
I don't know how to pronounce this person's name, so we're just call him Showy. Personal foul. The player is acting on his own will. 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kick.
Nice.
Now, that's a joke. But there legit was talk of that at one point.
Of course there was.
And finally, Project Ciampa. Facts. Johnny, against his wife's will, challenged me to a fight. I, being a man of integrity, stood up for myself. Johnny physically attacked me. I defended myself. The lesson, don't F with Ciampa. If you do, then leave the chick at home.
Oh, Tommaso, we're going to get into that.
In a little bit.
In a little bit. But first, SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So advancing to Money in the Bank for the women are Lana, who beat Billie Kay. The match was, they really didn't do anything.
It was there.
It really was like three moves and it was like not even, it was 10 seconds long officially. There was distractions and Aid English got everyone to sing and Lana is the best, Lana number one. But Lana is headed to Money in the Bank. So is Naomi, who beat Sonya Deville. No real shock either. The match was just okay.
Yeah, I mean, very happy Naomi's moving on. She deserves it.
Andrade Cien Almas defeated another local.
By the way, to everybody who's complaining about Andrade Cien Almas getting jobbers, he's literally been on the main roster 3 weeks.
Two.
Not even. There you go. 2 weeks. Everybody chill. All right? Like, I saw somebody ranting. They're tired of Andrade getting jobbers. He's been there 2 weeks. Just calm down. Okay?
I mean,
it's all right.
How many jobbers did Nia Jax beat on her way up? How many jobbers did Braun Strowman beat up? Oh, hi, James Ellsworth.
Right?
How many jobbers have, you know, all your favorites beat in lately? Anyway, moving on. He says, we also had the Usos versus Gallows and Anderson. They did a battle. They trash talked for a while. Then they got into the match. And it'll be Gallows and Anderson taking on the Bludgeon Brothers at Money in the Bank.
Hey, the boys made the pay-per-view.
Hello.
Sticking with, and that should be a really good match. Sticking with Money in the Bank. The main event of the show is Daniel Bryan versus Jeff Hardy. The winner would go on to face Samoa Joe next week to earn a shot at Money in the Bank. Daniel Bryan beat Jeff Hardy in a really good match. I love that they're also, not only does Daniel Bryan have the yes lock, he also is now really doing damage with the heel hook.
Mm-hmm.
I love that as a second submission finish. That's perfect. And it doesn't do a lot on his body. It's not physically demanding on him, which like the running kick is. So this is great. He's rounding in the form.
I mean, Bryan honestly looks like he never left.
Yeah, pretty much. And so it'll be a dream match, Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe next week.
The internet is just going to lose its, you know what.
SmackDown Open with Miz TV. He called Fortnite Fort Light, got corrected right away. And basically, it was all about trying to find out which member of the New Day would be a part of Money in the Bank. And they all took turns saying, it's him and him and him, and they really weren't going to give an answer. And then Miz opened his mouth and saying, I could beat any one of you on any given night.
Oh, Miz.
And then he backed out of it, and then they all shamed him by throwing pancakes at him. He left. Paige said, nope, you're going to fight. So it turned into Miz versus Big E. Good match. Skull crushing finale for the win.
And we had, we forgot to blame Brent.
Maybe.
Supposedly, Corey Graves.
Oh, yeah, Corey Graves.
Got tragically injured during this match when Big E threw his rain jacket and a pencil got jammed into Graves' hand and they had to extract it at ringside. Thankfully, Corey will make a full recovery and he braved the way through SmackDown the rest of the time.
# blame Brent.
He's a trooper, I tell you. He's one hell of a trooper.
He's holding it down for SmackDown, man.
He is holding that show down. And then we had the announcement of what the WWE Championship match at Money in the Bank will be. So Shinsuke is talking, he goes like, pillow fight.
I'm so on board for this. I would be so on board for the WWE Championship to be decided in a pillow fight. Y'all just don't even know. After years and years and years of bra and panties matches and women's pillow fights, yes. Give me two men in frilly little, like, negligees duking it out for a championship with pillows. Somebody make that happen, please.
But it will not be a pillow fight. Oh, no. It will be as they brawled and Shinsuke started to count. Up to 10, it will be a last man standing match between AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura at Money in the Bank for the WWE Championship.
Pillow fight would have been better.
I mean,
just saying.
That'd be really cool. Hopefully we get a decisive, real finish and not something convoluted and stuff.
I hope this is it. I really, really do.
But we'll save predictions for another time because we still have time for that and reasons.
And reasons. And, you know, honestly, you've basically created a stipulation now where it's, if somebody gets hit in the dick, you can't be counted out, you can't be disqualified, you just have to, you know, take hold of your manhood, get up, and keep fighting. Or lay there in pain. Your choice.
I mean, here's the thing when it comes to that. The finish was probably just going to be, AJ wears a cup this time, Shinsuke loses that way.
I was going to say, it's like, at some point, I would have thought AJ would have been smart enough to figure out, hey, you know, you protect your manliness down there. Apparently not. You know, it takes 20 dick shots before he's like, oh, hey, maybe I should wear a cup. Little silly. Just a little bit, you know. It's like, where was his wife in that entire scenario?
She's like, keep hitting him in the dick. I don't want any more kids.
Right? There you go. She's like,
Who needs a snip snip? We got...
We got Shinsuke Nakamura.
We got Shinsuke Nakamura.
We got the Shin Shin.
Got the Shin Shin, not the snip snip. Overall, this was a solid episode of SmackDown Live. This was better than last week's episode. We're moving towards Money in the Bank.
Yep, this was a good episode. I don't remember a lot of it because I had to be up at 4 o'clock on Tuesday morning to fly out somewhere, and then I flew back that night. So I'm going to take your word it was a good show because, honestly, I don't remember a lot of it.
But the show you do remember, NXT.
Yep. It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Yes, Matt. Snip, snip. Anyway, on this show, we saw Heavy Machinery lose to TM61. Eh, it was okay.
It was there. I mean, I feel bad that they're kind of, like, downgrading Heavy Machinery a little bit.
I feel like the bloom is off that rose. I think they're missing something at the moment. I don't know what it is, but they're missing something that made them popular before. I don't know. It feels like they've toned back Otis's charisma and made him more comedic?
A little bit, but it's like part of it was the whole stakes and weights, and they're just really simple. They're a comedy duo, and they're not really having them do comedy, and they're missing that strong heel tag team to do it off of, because what worked, what kind of got them over was being with Moss and Sabatelli, and well, they're both hurt, so you don't really have another strong heel tag team there.
You're trying it with TM61, but it's like, eh.
It's like, just let the cute Australians be cute Australians. I mean, you know, honestly. It's so much easier.
So we had EC3 talking about what's to come, how he's getting ready for his fourth matchup, I believe, next week. Then we had Kari Sane, Lacey Evans.
In a good match.
It was fine. Lacey Evans got the win.
I need them to do something about Lacey Evans' hair, because honestly, she had the post-sex hair, and I know this was multiple tapings, and I think she had already wrestled once that night, so I get it. I get her hair was not going to be perfect.
No, this was her first match.
Oh, this was her first match? Okay, yeah. Y'all gave her the post-sex hair without intending to give her the post-sex hair, and that really shouldn't be a thing. Just saying.
We had a little Bianca Belair video where we're gearing up to learn more about her next week. So we're learning backstory of Bianca Belair.
Hey.
Let's see. What else happened on this show? We had the Undisputed Era talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Taking shots at Pete Dune. Yes, they called him Peter Dune.
He will bite you.
You will need a shot afterwards. So they had their upcoming battles with Peter Dune and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. I was trying to think of the name. We had a handicap matchup. Lars Sullivan versus the Velveteen Dream and the one and only Ricochet. This was good until Velveteen Dream showed his true colors and turned on Ricochet.
If you were surprised by that,
no one
you are
be.
A better person than I am.
Yeah, no one should have been really surprised by this one. No one. The match was fine, but you should not have been surprised.
Yeah, this match was perfectly fine. I mean, but it's like, yeah, Dream's going to turn on Ricochet. You know he is. So, there you go.
We had Dakota Kai being interviewed by Kathy Kelly, talking about her championship opportunity. She was excited. She said it's unfortunate the match is against Shayna Baszler. Then Shayna walks in and Dakota sort of quiets up. Baszler said that she has no chance next week. And she's like, we'll see. We'll see about that. Solid.
Yeah. Solid promo. I like how they're having Dakota start to stand up for herself, to sort of believe in herself, and then say, yeah, you're not so scary. You're not so tough. I can beat you up. Maybe.
Possibly.
So, yeah, I like how Dakota is taking Nikki's advice and standing up to Shayna.
So, Johnny Gargano made his way to the ring wearing a neck brace. One fan yelled, I love you, Johnny. And he goes, I love you too. Last time he was here in Full Sail, he was here for a championship match, but left on a stretcher before even the bell rang. He talked about being reminded every day about that moment when he can't get out of bed. Talked about, you know, he had to sit down with Candace. They had to think about his future for the first time. And questioned, is this all worth it? And he's like, yes, it's all worth it. Takes off that neck brace and Candace gives him a look like, Johnny, no.
I feel like that's 90% of her life. Johnny, no.
And then he called out Tommaso. Tommaso comes out. He says he's going to finish this. Candace wants no part of it. The referees are trying to... She's trying to get referees, and the referees are trying to break him apart so they don't touch. She's trying to talk him down, and she's getting him, you know, calm down and walking him to the back. And Ciampa grabs the mic and tells Gargano to listen to Candace like a good little boy. And that set Johnny off. And Johnny storms in the ring. He gets up on the apron, and Ciampa pushes Gargano off right into Candace. And that's how NXT ends, with Candace laid out as the medics check on her.
We all kind of saw where this was going, where it was basically Candace is going to get hurt, or Candace is, something's going to happen to Candace, because she's too involved in this for it not to.
Mm-hmm.
I am still waiting for Candice LeRae versus Tommaso Ciampa. I want that match. That match needs to happen. I'm sorry. Johnny, just step aside, hold your wife's purse, and let her beat the crap out of Tommaso.
Pretty much. So, it was a fine episode of NXT.
I thought it was really good. It's building towards TakeOver, as it should. We still have plenty of time to get there. So, yeah, I think this was a great stepping stone on the path. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Well, I'll let you plug the Rack Extra.
All right, we have the Rack Extra. Total Bellas, yes, it's back over at RackRadioShow.com. You can check out episode 1 this week. It's already up for your listening pleasure. Episode 2 drops this Sunday right after the show airs at 10 p.m., so you want to check that out. And if you're interested in Timeless or the Royals, you can check out our season reviews of those two shows at RackRadioShow.com. They're for your listening pleasure as well. And we also have a review of the Raw 25 book available too. So check all that out, RackRadioShow.com.
RackRadioShow on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Saturday Night Midnight is at CB Radio. Go listen to last week's episode where we did horse names. Go to greatdebate.com, cbradiolive.com. Sunday scheduled to return 10 p.m. Eastern this Sunday night. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back again next Thursday night live, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening to this program live, which you should every Thursday night, we will be back in about 10 minutes with Fortnite, or 10 minutes or so. Go to twitch.tv/WTRLive for that. Make sure you follow that channel. If you want, you can subscribe to that channel as well. Do all that fun stuff. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-I-N-S-W-A-R-D, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightboot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week. Till then. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.